Good evening, Brian Tilton, B-R-I-A-N, Tilton, T-I-L-T-O-N, just as in the town. I'm opposed to Northern Pass, no secret to many of you on the panel and for those in the back wearing the orange shirt. I attended a round of SEC sessions previous to this round, and in that round, and this is for the DOE's benefit to understand, not a single person that spoke in favor of the project was a disinterested party. Everybody had some sort of financial gain. And tonight, we've heard from everybody that's in favor of the project, except for maybe one or two people, again, stand to have a direct financial benefit if the project were to be built as proposed. So I do want to add to both the DOE and SEC in response to the claims about supermarkets leaving the state. In full disclosure, I do work for a supermarket chain in New Hampshire, Market Basket. I'm not speaking on their behalf. I'm not speaking, in any way to represent them. I'm just speaking as myself. Companies like Market Basket are actually expanding in this state, despite the claims that were made earlier about higher electricity driving them out. The reason why our competitors have been driven out is because of their business model. Inefficiencies and extremely high costs. We excel in selling a product that is 15% cheaper on average than our retail competitors, and our employees are paid quite well. So as one of those proud employees, I can say that is certainly the case. Any of the claims that have been made about the financial benefits to New Hampshire ratepayers, how much cost savings that we'll have, again, without a power purchase agreement in place, all those numbers you see on those screens are meaningless. They don't mean a darn thing, because without a signed power purchase agreement, there is nothing, absolutely nothing, to base those numbers on. So until that is in place, I think you guys are just completely wasting your time. Thank you.